From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We start our show with a couple of tribute records. People have a love-hate relationship with tribute records. If you're a fan of the artist, it's nice to hear others profess their love in song. On the other hand, has anyone ever done a cover version on a tribute record better than the original? Well, rarely. There's a new Elliott Smith tribute CD. It's called To Elliott from Portland. Elliott Smith was born Stephen Smith in Omaha. For a while, he lived in Portland, Oregon. He was a great songwriter, a powerful lyricist, and he died terribly young. The new tribute CD features Portland musicians honoring the inspired artist. Let's listen to The Thermals and a song originally on the 1997 Elliott Smith CD called Either Or, the song Ballad of Big Nothing.
Candy out to the
The Thermals from Portland, Oregon, and Elliott Smith's song called Ballad of Big Nothing from a CD called To Elliott from Portland. Some of the proceeds from the CD go to the Free Arts for Abused Children, the Elliott Smith Memorial Fund. One type of tribute record that tends to be better received are tributes to artists that are lesser known but very influential. The John Fahey tribute CD is one of those records. Fahey was an incredibly innovative acoustic guitar player with a love for the traditional and a passion for the arcane. Portland artist M. Ward has always considered John Fahey a big influence on his life. Matt Ward helped produce a CD called I Am the Resurrection, a tribute to John Fahey, and we listen now to a cut from The Fruit Bats. It's called Death of the Clayton Peacock.
Thank you.
Death of the Clayton Peacock, originally recorded by John Fahey on his 1965 LP called Transfiguration of Blind Joe Death, performed here by the Fruit Bats. Fahey grew up not many blocks from where I live in Tacoma Park, Maryland. His first guitar came from the Sears and Roebuck catalog. Their tribute CD also features Granddaddy, Devendra Banhart, Calexico, and Sufjan Stevens. Now a different collection of sorts, this one by the Asthmatic Kitty Records label, the label Sufjan Stevens records for. The small label got its start with artists from around Lake Michigan. They've since branched out and are now based in multiple cities, but the music on Asthmatic Kitty has a simple, homey sound. Two cuts now from this sampler. First, from Lifestyles and Vistas in a song called Go to the Crossroads, then Jason Brower and a tune called Up on Top of the Hill.
So how do you say crime and punishment in Spanish?
¿Cómo se dice crime and punishment y como crimen y qué en español?
¿Cómo se dice en español crimen y castigo?
And
crimen y castigo se dice.
Have you read Dostoevsky?
¿Has leído Dostoevsky?
Yeah. Sí, he leído los Dostoevsky.
And did you change your life?
¿Cambió tu vida?
Poco.
So I'm in my room and I've got no truth and I'm stuck in time and Darwin's mine and I've got no
Jason Brouwer. That song was called Up on Top of the Hill. And before that, a catchy, wonderful tune called Go to the Crossroads from Lifestyles and Vistas. Both are from a 24-song compilation on Asthmatic Kitty Records called Muse 2. Muse is spelled the way a cat might say it, M-E-W-S, not the way a musician might spell it, M-U-S-E. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Roseanne Cash is the daughter of Johnny Cash and has been singing and writing music for the past 25 years. In the past few years, her mom, Vivian Liberto, died, her stepmother, June Carter, died, and her father, Johnny Cash, died. Her reflections and thoughts are in songs on a new CD called Black Cadillac, and this is the title track.
Roseanne, say, come on.
It was a black Cadillac drove you away. Everybody's talking, but they don't have much to say. It was a black sky of rain. Gets to go to heaven, one has to stay here in hell. Now it's a lonely world, I guess it always was. Minus you, minus blood, my blood. It was a
Roseanne Cash, the title tune from her CD called Black Cadillac. You can hear an interview with Roseanne Cash with NPR Scott Simon at our website, npr.org. From 1986 until Robert Pollard broke up the band in 2004, Guided by Voices were a model independent American band. The group from Dayton, Ohio toured endlessly. and in the later years of their 18-year history, their shows grew to 3 hours plus, and they'd be filled with original tunes and covers from Robert Pollard's deep love of music from the 1960s and 70s. Now comes the first solo release by Robert Pollard, and he's prolific as ever. There are 26 songs on the new CD, most clocking in around 2 or 3 minutes. This tune, reminiscent of something Roger Daltrey of The Who might have recorded, it's called U.S. Mustard Company.
Far too many pieces make the puzzle absurd. All of it competes when you can't hear a word. In this situation where you're pressed and annoyed, headed for a climax you wish to avoid. If you never think about changing the view, then happily believe what I'm saying to you. If you may consider there is work to be done, readily accept I can turn you on.
Robert Pollard from the CD called From a Compound Eye. Robert Pollard's tour for the CD starts in Cleveland, February 9th. The follow-up CD to Fever to Tell by the New York trio Yeah Yeah Yeahs is to be released at the end of March. The CD's called Show Your Bones. Karen O, the lead singer of the band, says the title comes from what happens when you stick your finger into a light socket. The first single has just been released. It's called Gold Lion. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our engineer is Michael Schweppe. Our intern is Jen Turner. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Go.